Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
And I think the important thing to fans is while they want you to win championships, they want to know that when you get down to the last month of the season, you still have a shot. You're still playing meaningful games. If you can do that consistently, you'll make your fans happy.
Man, would you. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score, and we play that music after Jerry Reinsdorf speaking because our colleague at 670 The Score, who's also been big in reporting on this news, is now joining us for the breaking news that we had earlier. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. An apparent succession plan is in place regarding control of the White Sox. Jerry Reinsdorf and Justin Ishbia will follow. For more, we bring on our friend Bruce Levine. Bruce, the host of Inside the Clubhouse, baseball reporter here on The Score. Hey, Bruce, thanks for getting to us so quickly.
Appreciate it. Now, can we fast forward to 2029 and then maybe we can just do this again? But yeah, it's really big news. Obviously, I've been watching this. A lot of people have been watching this for a long time with the infusion of the family that is, you know, the Ishbia family and their interest in the White Sox. But this is nothing new. The Ishbias have been involved with the White Sox for a number of years, and we're involved in helping both Jerry's sons help acquire some of the limited partnerships back 2 or 3 years ago when those sold to both the brothers. So with that in mind, this is just a more formal way of saying that there is a announcement and there is an investment agreement for ownership to move on in, you know, roughly four or five years.
I want to know how you read the statement, Bruce, and when they talk about certain elements of this, specifically that there'll be limited partners in 2025 now and 2026, and that will be used to pay down existing debt and support ongoing team operations. What did you take that to mean?
That means that Ishbia is a part of helping replenish this team as far as the economics go and be a part of the future of finding a ballpark and a place for the White Sox to play after they leave the rate here. I think that's probably the number one thing that I take from this, and that, you know, moving forward as an owner that's a part of this team, that he will take more of a position of being the face of the White Sox moving forward and acquiring a new ballpark. I think that is the number one goal of the Reinsdorf family in Ishbia, is to find a new home for the White Sox and to hopefully find it in Chicago. It's not a guarantee it will be in Chicago, but it can be. Again, this story will keep moving forward with the one about acquiring a new ballpark. So they're hand in hand. People should not mistake it for anything else. This is an equity partner who is looking to the future and the future of the White Sox being in a different ballpark.
I understand you saying, Bruce, that the real estate piece is very big in this. I also know that a few days ago, we just had the news about the Chicago Fire wanting to build a $650 million soccer-only facility on the 78. We know that the White Sox first talked about that property as well. We know Jerry Reinsdorf liked the concept because of a lot of the infrastructure that was already in place. And what we're hearing is, based on the size of that expected stadium, depending on how you look at it, there might be room for a ballpark as well. Do you think the 78 is still in play based on what you're hearing about all this news?
I think it definitely could be. Again, Ishbia's money, going toward the future. You're not buying a team just to keep it here at this ballpark. And the Southside ballpark here is a fine ballpark. It has been for 30 years. Every team other than the Red Sox, the Yankees, and the Dodgers, maybe one other team, gets a new ballpark every 30 years. This has been over 30 years, and the White Sox and the people that run it feel that it's time to move it somewhere else and find new ways of monetizing this franchise. The best ways to get a ballpark. Now, the city of Chicago and the taxpayers of Illinois going to have something to say about it. But, you know, the Ishbia influx of new money might change the equation for everybody.
This is Score Baseball Insider Bruce Levine joining us on the Circle Resort and Casino Hotline, CircleLasVegas.com. I also think one of the big pieces of the release that came out, Bruce, regarding Justin Ishbia taking over the debt piece of the White Sox, first thing I thought was, well, how much debt are we talking about? You know, what is the amount that's significant enough? I appreciate the transparency and the information in the release, but that did make me wonder.
Well, you know, are you asking the purchase price or what Ishbia is helping them pay off?
Yeah, I mean, that's the question. I think it's not just logistically which one is it, but also...
Well, they don't have a ballpark to pay off here. So they don't own any of this ballpark, and they never had.
Right.
It's a state facility. So whatever debt they've incurred, you know, over the past few years from not drawing enough fans, a new TV station, a new TV deal... that's unclear at this point. What's clear moving forward is that Ishbia is going to be paying the Reinsdorf family, if and when this purchase is finalized, you know, somewhere in the area of $2 billion. And that's the going rate for the Chicago White Sox today. And I think that'll probably be something that is already in writing and in agreement with the Ishbia family and the Reinsdorf ownership. I think that's in place. We'll find out eventually what that price is. But the question is, you know, good ones by you guys. But the question is it a $2 billion deal that's in writing right now? Does the Reinsdorf family, how much of that do they own? Ishbia, in this statement, it says can buy up some more of those limited partners that still have equity in the White Sox. So there's a lot of big pieces of this story that will still be reported on, and I think we're talking about a lot of them right now.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm just curious if there's any connection here. I mean, we got a lot of news breaking this week. You talk about the soccer piece of it that Lila just mentioned with the Chicago Fire, and then also the reports about CHSN now being added to Comcast and adding a million viewers here. Is it? Do you see any relationship between this announcement and that news that's coming out?
Well, I see a relationship where, you know, hopefully White Sox fans will be more excited about the future of the White Sox and what it means, and that they're going to pay more attention to the team until the team gets better than what it is right now. It's not going to have a huge impact. You know, the million viewers on Comcast, you know, hopefully a lot of them will start watching the White Sox, but that's unknown right now because of the new tier that they have to pay on. But from the perspective of two good announcements in a row, you know, that the White Sox are available on cable via Xfinity now throughout Chicagoland, and fact that there'll be a new owner. Yeah, I see a connection in the two. I think the White Sox, Bulls, and Hawks all need a feel good, and you know, this is a step forward, I think, for both ends. Is it connected totally? I'm not sure about that, but the feel good for the White Sox and moving forward here, I think you're gonna feel that for a long time now.
We're talking about patience with Bruce Levine, Score Baseball Insider.
No one has patience for me, Mark.
No, I got patience. I got plenty of patience. I need you on this wall. I want you on this wall so you can give us your insight, specifically going back to the part about support ongoing team operations. That was part of the press release, right? And you're talking about the search for a new ballpark. I'm looking at it, and I'm saying, could this mean more infusion of money into the actual budget of the baseball team itself well before 2029 and 2033? How much do you think the Ishbia is? Because we don't have the full picture because this is Justin Ishbia, not Matt Ishbia, but Matt Ishbia, along with their father, Jeffrey, are listed in the press release as being, quote-unquote, significant investors. So I'm wondering, could this expedite the return of the Chicago White Sox to maybe being a competitive baseball team and maybe having more of a big market approach into how they go and build said baseball team, knowing that Andrew Benintendi is the largest free agent signing they've ever had?
It's a great question. I think the answer probably will be yes.
Good.
Right now, you know, the baseball people that run the team for Jerry Reinsdorf understand that there's no money to put into the team as of today before this announcement. So projecting where those monies go and how it's read in this statement that went out, I would say the answer to that in the future is yes. There's no way any franchise like the White Sox or any franchise that has bottomed out with talent that the White Sox have can go on and win championships and be competitive without growing a great minor league system, but B, also investing in free agents, trading for other players that make money. There's no way that can be done. So I think this certainly will escalate the ability for the White Sox to spend money on players who are already making money and will make more money in the future. So it's a great question.
Talking to Bruce Levine, our Inside the Clubhouse host and Baseball Insider here on The Score, about the news about the Ishbia family and the succession plan that is now in place for Jerry Reinsdorf to cede the team to Justin Ishbia in the future. And I think one of the other questions is as we talked about this from an emotional standpoint, Bruce, you know, everybody reacted to this emotionally when the news first came out a few months ago regarding Ishbia taking his interest out of the Twins and then putting more of his interest into the Sox financially. At that point, it was acquiring more minority shares. You were one of the people to make sure that that was clarified. What do you think changed between then and now as far as leading up to this point of more ownership being involved?
I don't think anything's changed. They just decided to announce it now. I think that this agreement's been in place for a while. Okay, and if you read it through like you both have and internalize it, you realize this is a 10-year option here involved when Jerry, and most of it is predicated on Jerry's physical and mental health, how long he and his family wish him to be the owner and the only voice of what occurs with the Chicago White Sox. So this is a family plan for succeeding Jerry as the main voice. And you know, it's been known all along that Jerry's wishes and the family's wishes were that when Jerry could no longer physically, mentally, or either one handle or run the team, that the team would be sold. And this is right in place as to how that's going to be done. Nothing new as far as what they've been planning, but new as far as the announcement that this is official right now.
Well, and, you know, Bruce, when it comes to the White Sox, big announcements are not traditionally what happens. You know, we even joke about, I think, with Ozzie Guillen Jr. about how his dad was traded, for example. Like, that's not just something that happens all the time. Like Robin Ventura, as we know, they've made a few different decisions when it comes to managerial announcements recently. But culturally, from a Sox standpoint, this is about as big of an announcement as we get.
Yeah, no, there's no question. And a part of it is very political. It's, hey, we're bringing in somebody to help us capital, you know, bring in new capital to the team, infusion of more money, and eventually a new face, okay? So the concentration on you, me, and everybody else is there will be a new face running the Chicago White Sox within the next 6, 7, 8 years. And that face is Mr. Ishbia. And the influx of a new owner with money and not wanting to stand still is going to be, hopefully, we're going to spend money, we're going to win on the South Side, we're going to give you a new ballpark, and we're going to compete in the city for the baseball attention going forward. I think it's exciting news, and I think it's huge news and something that should be talked about, will be talked about for a long time.
Bruce, we thank you so much for joining us. This is Bruce Levine, our baseball analyst, host of Inside the Clubhouse on 670 The Score, reported on the White Sox for many years. Thank you so much for joining us for this breaking news.
My pleasure.
Thanks,
Good
Bruce.
News for everybody.
Amen. Bruce Levine, thanks for joining us again. Bruce was on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.